Beautiful singing there by Dawn Upshaw. Of course, we've come to expect that from her. She's a fantastic singer. Music there by Maria Schneider, who I think is probably best known in the jazz world for her Maria Schneider Jazz Orchestra, but here she is doing a great job as a classical composer. The music is called Our Finch Feeder. It's from a new album called Winter Morning Walks, and that album is actually up for 3 Grammys, including Best Classical Vocal Solo, Best Contemporary Classical Composition, and Best Engineered Album Classical. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted, and it's Grammy time, or it's Grammy nomination time at any rate, and there's some very interesting contemporary classical composers who are in the mix here. Actually, a lot of vocal music, like we just heard from Maria Schneider. We're also going to hear something from Caroline Shaw, who just won the Pulitzer Prize recently, a new piece for 8 voices. Music by Arvo Pärt, who I think is often in the mix. Got 2 Finns who've been doing well for a while now, Magnus Lindberg and Kaija Saariaho, up for Grammys again. And perhaps, at least from my perspective, one of the more interesting things is called The 10,000 Things, 5 pieces by John Cage, all written in the same time and meant to go together. In fact, meant to be overlapped at the same time, and the disc comes with a USB drive so that you can load them up on your computer and have fun overlapping them in various and sundry different ways. And of course, that's I don't know what's more in line with the Cage aesthetic than that. Let's have a listen to that piece I was talking about by Kaija Saariaho. It is called Je sens un deuxième cœur, or I feel a second heart. It's on a disc called The Edge of Light. This features pianist Gloria Chang and the Calder Quartet, and it is up for the Best Classical Instrumental Solo. We're going to hear movements 1, 2, and 4. Enjoy. as I was listening to that, I was thinking about the string players playing with that great intensity. And, you know, as they're striking the string with their bow, the hair starts to come off and they've got this very wild look on their face as they're performing. I love when composers evoke that and when performers can get that sound. That was the wonderful Calder Quartet there with Gloria Chang, the pianist. The CD is called The Edge of Light, and it is up for a Grammy for Best Classical Instrumental Solo. The piece, Je sens un deuxième cœur, I Feel a Second Heart by Kaya Sarriaho. What wonderful music. We heard movements 1, 2, and 4. I think it's very clear to see why that's up for Best Classical Instrumental Solo after hearing that performance. Let's move to that Cage piece that I was talking about here. Looking at the album notes, it says the recording was inspired by the discovery of a long-lost 1962 recording of John Cage reading his 45 minutes, and that's the title, 45 minutes for a speaker, and the recent technical ability to present his 5 compositions that make the 10,000 things. And I can say some of these titles, but 45 minutes for a speaker, 26 minutes, 1.1149 seconds for a string player, etc. They go on like that. In every conceivable combination, resulting in an infinitude of variations as per the composer's wishes. So you see, you can get an awful lot of mileage out of those 5 pieces. And as I mentioned, this disc includes a USB drive so that you can have fun at home trying to find all of those infinite variations that are possible. Well, we tracked down a variation of this that was done using the I Ching, which I think is fantastic because that's exactly what John Cage would have done himself. He not only would determine the order of certain things or the overlapping of certain musical things using the I Ching, but he would actually create music from scratch using it. So this is a perfect thing to do. This is from the CD, 10,000 Things. Again, it's 5 pieces from John Cage from the 1950s that were meant to go together. We're going to hear John Cage as the narrator, Vicky Ray prepared piano, Aaron Calais prepared piano, Tom Peters double bass, and William Winant percussion.
Lo and behold, the horse turns into a prince, who, except for the acquiescence of the hero, would have had to remain a miserable shaggy nag. I've noticed something else about Christian Wolff's music. All you can do is suddenly listen, in the same way that when you catch cold, all you can do is suddenly sneeze. Unfortunately, European harmony. Like an empty glass into which, at any moment, anything may be poured. Just something, finitely something, or even to be able to drink a glass of water. Unless some other idea crops up about it, that is all I have to say about structure. My present way of composing is involved with the observation of imperfections in the paper on which I happen to be writing. About the prepared piano, each prepared piano is prepared differently. Objects are placed between the strings and the piano sound to all of these various characteristics. He is transformed with respect to all of its characteristics. Music is an oversimplification of the situation we actually are in. An ear alone is not a being. Music is one part of theater. Focus is what aspects one's noticing. Theater is all the various things going on at the same time. I have noticed that music is liveliest for me when listening, for instance, doesn't distract me from seeing. One should take music very naturally. No technique at all. Only technique worth having. I remember being asked what I thought about technique, and at first I had nothing to say. Several days later, I realized I have no time for technique because I must always be making one. Any technique can be discovered after any technique is forgotten. Another technique I've devised is derived from the I Ching method.
Well, as you're listening to that, you might well ask yourself, what Grammy is that up for? What category includes John Cage inimitable style, the combination of humor, dead seriousness, deep, deep knowledge, and this kind of irreverent attitude towards music making. Well, it's up for Best Chamber Music, Small Ensemble Performance. We heard one iteration there of The 10,000 Things by John Cage. Again, this is five separate pieces of music that are designed to be overlapped in an infinite variety of different ways. We heard John Cage himself as the narrator, Vicky Ray and Aaron Kelly prepared piano, Tom Peters double bass, and William Winant percussion. Well, let's turn to the most recent Pulitzer Prize winner. In fact, the youngest winner in the Pulitzer Prize's history. This is Caroline Shaw, recently won for composition. And here she's written a piece called Partita for Eight Voices that's up for Best Contemporary Classical Composition. It's a very interesting piece. You're going to hear a distinct pop sensibility. In fact, it's out on New Amsterdam Records, which they've been on the show before. And they describe their sensibility as kind of providing a home for people who don't quite fit anywhere else. They're not quite pop. They're not quite classical, although it is very much in the classical tradition in that it's notated one person's vision for others to realize. But I agree with them, and you're going to hear exactly what we're talking about. This is the Courant Movement of Partita for Eight Voices, performed by Roomful of Teeth, and Caroline Shaw is the composer.
Oh.
Wells and the vocal ensemble Room Full of Teeth performing the Courant Movement of Partita for Eight Voices by Caroline Shaw. What a fun piece. That's out on New Amsterdam Records and is up for Best Contemporary Classical Composition. So it feels like the Grammys are stepping out a little bit there beyond their normal aesthetic. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. On today's show, I'm featuring recent Grammy nominees. You can find out more information on Facebook or on our website at relevanttones.com. We're featuring recent Grammy nominations on today's show, and I'm going to turn now to a disc called Bartók Eötvös Ligeti. And the piece that I want to play is by Peter Eötvös, who is the conductor of the Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra. And this is a really interesting piece called Seven. It's written in honor of the seven astronauts who died in the Columbia disaster. It is for an orchestra that is kind of spaced out around the stage, plus a violin soloist, who in this case is Patricia Kopachinskaya. And she is a soloist, in fact, on all of the pieces on the disc. I think it's also interesting that he wrote the piece in honor of the seven astronauts because the very first piece that he ever wrote as a young 16-year-old composer was in honor of Yuri Gagarin, the first astronaut in space. So he clearly has a lot of interest in space, and he says he's very interested in exploring sounds with the orchestra that kind of conjure up that world. It's a very short piece. It's called Third Cadenza from Seven. Let's have a listen. Music there by a composer who has been very fascinated with outer space for a long time and wrote that piece in honor of the seven astronauts who perished in the horrible Columbia disaster. That was Peter Eötvös, who was also the conductor of the Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra, and we also heard Patricia Kopachinskaya on violin. Really like that piece a lot. I wish we could play a little bit more of it, but it's a wonderful piece. It's on a disc called Bartók Eötvös Ligeti. It's up now for Best Classical Instrumental Solo. I opened the program today with that wonderful music by Maria Schneider that I thought showed off Don Upshaw so well. So I want to return to it and play a couple of other short movements. Again, the album is called Winter Morning Walks, and it's up for 3 Grammys, which is really wonderful for Maria Schneider here making what I think is her first turn as a classical composer. She's much better known in the jazz world. The poems that she set are by Ted Kusser, and I just want to read what she says about them. She says, "It's uncanny how much these stunningly beautiful poems feel like home to me, connecting with my Southwest Minnesota roots at so many different levels. There's nothing much to explain about this music except to say it was very hard to choose which poems from the Winter Morning Walks I would choose. The poems are originally titled with the date. For instance, Perfectly Still This Solstice Morning was titled December 21st, Clear and 5 Degrees. In writing this piece, I wanted to wrap Dawn in the improvisations of 3 very special musicians I've worked with for over 20 years, Jay Anderson, Frank Kimbrough, and Scott Robinson. Not everything they played is improvised, but if you hear something that makes you smile or gives you a little shiver, chances are it's coming from their individual creative voices. Of course, personally, I can't help but shiver when I think December 21st, 5 degrees. We Chicagoans pride ourselves on our hardiness in winter, but I don't think any of us is going to move to Minnesota anytime soon. Let's have a listen. This is from Winter Morning Walks. We're going to hear When I Switched on the Light and My Wife and I Walked the Cold Roads. Don Upshaw, Jay Anderson, Frank Kimbrough, Scott Robinson, and the Australian Chamber Orchestra performing.
When I switched on a light in the barn of late last night, I frightened for flickers hanging inside, peering out through their holes, confused by the light. They began to fly wildly from one end to the other. When I switched on a light in the barn of late last night, I frightened for flickers hanging inside, peering out through their holes, confused by the light. They began to fly wildly from one end to the other. Their yellow wings slapping the tin sheets. Thank you.
Before she started the Maria Schneider Jazz Orchestra, Maria Schneider was very much in demand as an arranger. In fact, right out of college, she was recruited by Gil Evans to do a lot of his arrangements. He, of course, was a very famous pianist and band leader, and I think you can really hear that in the music that we just heard. That is very tight, well-constructed, perfectly put together music. I don't know how you would arrange it or put it together any better than she did. We heard two pieces from her album Winter Morning Walks, When I Switched on the Light, and My Wife and I Walked the Cold Roads. This is poetry by Ted Cooser. His winter morning walks were actual morning walks that he took in Minnesota, and he would log the date and how cold it was, and generally it was pretty darn cold. But there, I think Maria has evoked more of a sense of wonder that winter sometimes brings up in us. Beautiful music, a wonderful CD, up for 3 Grammys. Let's move to our other Finnish composer who's up for a Grammy this year, this time for Best Classical Instrumental Solo. This is Magnus Lindberg, who may be a familiar name to you, maybe not, but he's certainly somebody having a great career. He's of the same generation as Esa-Pekka Salonen. He's won a lot of big awards and big commissions. This is his Piano Concerto No. 2, and I thought on listening to it that parts of it sounded a lot like what I think of as classic Lindberg, a kind of spacious approach to writing music, more interested in sounds and sound for their own sakes than, say, in a lyrical melody. But there are other parts that really seem like they're moving in a new direction that are lyrical, are very rhythmically oriented. So I thought this piece was very interesting. I definitely wanted to feature as much of it as I could. We're going to hear the first movement. This is Yefim Bronfman, piano, and Alan Gilbert is conducting the New York Philharmonic.
Thank you.
Piano part that is. It sounds so difficult to make it sound as polished as Yefim Bronfman does in his playing there, but what a great job he does. That is the first movement of the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Magnus Lindberg, and it's up for Best Classical Instrumental Solo Grammy for Yefim Bronfman, and I think rightly so. We also heard Alan Gilbert conducting the New York Philharmonic. Well, the last thing we have time for today is music by Arvo Pärt. This piece, Adam's Lament, is up for Best Contemporary Classical Composition. I think it's a really great example of his style, this kind of minimalist, spacious, but spiritually infused music that has become so well-known and well-loved. We're going to hear the second movement of the piece, Adam's Lament. This is the Latvian Radio Choir, Vox Clamantis, and Sinfonietta Riga, conducted by Tonu Kaljuste. typically beautiful music from Arvo Pärt. In fact, I think when you hear that name, you conjure up those realms of sound that he makes, that spiritual minimalist beauty that he creates so well. That was the second movement of Adam's Lament. We heard the Latvian Radio Choir, Vox Clamantis, and Sinfonietta Riga, Tonu Kaljuste conducting. So there you have it, the contenders for the 2014 Contemporary Classical Grammy Nods. We had a well-known jazz band leader making a foray into classical, I think doing a really wonderful job there, working with Don Upshaw. A wonderful pianist, of course, Yefim Bronfman, who absolutely deserves a Grammy nod. A couple of Finnish composers who have been around for quite a while doing great work. Caroline Shaw, a name that a lot of people in the classical world now know, with that stunning Pulitzer Prize win. I was very pleased about the John Cage CD that got a Grammy nod this year because it's such an interesting project, and I like seeing adventurous choices like that on the part of the Grammys and hope for more in the future. So those are our contenders, and I want to say to all the musicians, composers, performers that are up for a Grammy this year, may the odds be ever in your favor. Relevant Tones is produced by Jesse McCorders, with special thanks to Katie McCarthy. For more information about the program and the artists we've featured, you can find us on Facebook or visit our website at relevanttones.com. Relevant Tones is brought to you in part by the generous support of Grosvenor Capital Management LP, the Aaron Copland Fund for Music, an anonymous donor, and the listener supporters of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. I'm Seth Bosted, and thanks for listening.